Welcome to Quest for Gold, Episode 8, 315 days until the opening ceremonies in Paris. Here in the United States, there's a new queen of the court. 19-year-old Coco Gauff won the U.S. Open last week, her first Grand Slam title. She's the first American teenager to win it since Serena Williams did back in 1999. Gauff made her Grand Slam debut in 2019 at the age of 15. She was asked after the big win if she's ready for the expectations that will follow.
I mean, I feel like, you know, this is a big achievement, but honestly, I feel like it's been, like, I've been so used to this since I was basically 15 years old in high school, doing online school, just used to it. I mean, I'm sure it might be a much bigger scale now because of this achievement, but I'm ready. I mean, I embrace it. I'm, you know, I know how to keep my peace, but also embrace all of this around me. And, yeah, I think the pressure has been a little bit taken off a little bit, and I still am hungry for more, like, but yeah, I'm just going to enjoy this and try not to look into the future.
Gauff missed the Tokyo Games because of COVID. She's currently ranked third on the WTA Tour. After a disappointing finish for Team USA in the 2023 FIBA World Cup, LeBron James has indicated he'd like to be on the Olympic roster come Paris. It would be his first time back to the game since 2012. The Athletic reports LeBron has not only expressed interest, but would be central in recruiting other NBA stars, including Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and Jason Tatum. James, Curry, and Durant all have publicly said they'd like to play for Steve Kerr in Paris. Of course, sometimes that all comes down to health and scheduling. Last week, Team USA fell to both Germany and Canada, failing to medal for a second consecutive time at the FIBA World Cup. They're still qualified for Paris, though. USA Gymnastics says 2020 Olympic all-around medalist Suni Lee will not be at next week's selection camp to determine Team USA heading into the fall's World Gymnastics Championships. USAG says Lee was invited but opted out. Earlier this year, she was diagnosed with two types of kidney diseases, which has slowed her college season and limited her events over the summer. The five-woman team will be named next week following a camp in Texas. The U.S. women's national soccer team is preparing to say goodbye to two legends. Interim head coach Twyla Kilgore announced the 27-person training camp roster headed into two friendly matches against South Africa next week. The matches will be the final international appearances for Julie Ertz and Megan Rapinoe. Coach Kilgore was asked about balancing honoring the two World Cup champs while also using the friendlies as a chance to prep for the Olympics.
Yeah, I think dual priorities is a really good way to describe it. It's really important that we honor both of these players for who they are in our environment, but also who they are as people and what they've given to this program. It's part of the legacy that they leave is being integrated into this group and kind of passing the torch. But then it's not a mutually exclusive task to also get minutes for players that have been in the program or are new to the program.
Kilgore named two uncapped players to the team, forwards 22-year-old Mia Fischel and 18-year-old Jaden Shaw. The U.S. soccer director hopes to have a permanent coach hired and in place by the December training camp. Five more American athletes have qualified for the Olympics since last week. All five are surfers: Carissa Moore, Caroline Marks, Caitlin Simmers, Griffin Colopinto, and John Florence. They represent Hawaii, California, and Florida. We all remember the controversy that arose before the Tokyo Games when track phenom Sha'Carri Richardson was suspended after testing positive for marijuana. Some questioned whether marijuana should remain a banned substance, with it being legalized in several American states. But it also reopened the discussion over drug testing in general. There is a movement to create a games that no longer includes drug testing, including for performance-enhancing drugs. News Nation's Adrian Bankert took a look at that.
Businessman Aaron D'Souza launching a new kind of Olympic Games, he's calling it, the enhanced games for athletes who would otherwise be banned from international competition. D'Souza's enhanced games hope to launch in December 2024 with athletes competing in track and field, swimming, weightlifting, gymnastics, and combat sports. I'm guessing that's going to be like the MMA stuff. While D'Souza says the idea is morally correct, others, including global Olympic leaders, have blasted this event as an unsafe joke. And Aaron D'Souza, president of the Enhanced Games, is joining me right now. Hello, Aaron. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
I appreciate it. What do you say to people, though, who think this is a gimmick?
It's absolutely not a gimmick. We're extremely serious. I'm very proud of the Olympians who have signed up to our athletes advisory board, including Olympians like Christine Smith, Roland Schumann, Brett Fraser. They've really put their reputations on the line to back this bold and new concept where we're embracing science and embracing social and technological change.
Have you heard from Sha'Carri Richardson, the track sensation who was busted for using weed?
Yes, a tainted burrito, I think was the phrase in that. But yes, the use of performance enhancements in sport is rife. And the definition of what is a performance enhancement is extremely subjective. Cannabis is perfectly legal in many states of the United States now, but it can get you banned from competing in the Olympic Games. It's a complete farce.
But do you think that more and more athletes, I mean, you have people confirmed, you mentioned a long list there, but do you think more and more athletes who can no longer compete are going to participate because they have the audience, they have the following?
Absolutely. Since we launched, we received over 100 inquiries. Just before I spoke with you today, I've been speaking with a Team USA medalist who is ready to compete for us. And there's a huge interest in building a better version of the Olympics. The Olympics have been broken for at least 20 years since Sydney 2000, corruption scandal after corruption scandal. And we're really looking forward to the opportunity to show the world that science is real and medicine can really make human beings better.
You described the anti-steroid movement as being anti-science. I hope I'm getting all of these facts correct.
Absolutely.
But the National Institutes of Health, the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, the UK's National Health Service, they all say anabolic steroids are addictive and that their use can cause a number of health issues, heart attacks, strokes, tumors, kidney failure, psychiatric problems. Why are you so passionate about this and why are you considering it anti-science?
Well, science is about peer-reviewed evidence. And unfortunately, so much of the evidence that is presented about performance-enhancing drugs has been funded by the World Anti-Doping Authority and the International Olympic Committee. So it's not truly objective scientific evidence. And I'm pleased to say that the Enhanced Games is a world-class scientific advisory board, including top academics from Harvard and Oxford University, are very supportive of what we are doing.
Would you call it inclusive?
Anti-aging. Say that again.
Would you call your efforts inclusive?
I think our efforts are very fair. Currently at the Olympic Games and other international sporting events, the use of enhancements is underground. According to research published by the NIH, 95% of NFL players have used anabolic steroids at some point in their career. It's rife among professional athletes. So wouldn't it be more fair to have an Enhanced Games on the one side and a natural, slow, boring Olympics on the other?
Natural, slow, and boring Olympics. Oh, my goodness. Aaron, what got you into this? Do you have a health background? Why is this so important to you?
You know, I'm the kind of person who sees corruption and dysfunction in the world and decides to do something about it, whether it's a pothole in the street or something as great as the Olympics. And, I came up with the idea of the Enhanced Games because I sat down with a doctor in Los Angeles, and actually an endocrinologist who's a bodybuilder, who is a very active user of anabolic steroids. And I spent time learning about the risks and the opportunities of performance medicine. And it's true. Science is real. Longevity and performance medicine is here, and it can make a substantial impact on your life. If there was a magic pill that made you younger, that made you run faster for longer, wouldn't you take it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would. Aaron, are you going to be competing in anything? You look young and limber.
Well, I'm 38 years old, and I do hope to at least compete in one event. It's a lifelong dream of mine to be an elite athlete, and nothing would be better to be there at the first Enhanced Games, along with some of the best athletes in the world, as we aim to obliterate all the world records.
All right, Aaron D'Souza, this is fascinating. It might be the tip of the iceberg as the Olympic Games gets perhaps some competition. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
This idea of an Enhanced Games does not have the blessing of the International Olympic Committee. Next week, we'll report from Munich, Germany, at the site of the 1972 Games and Olympics, which went down in infamy, but there's renewed interest in bringing the Games back to the country for the first time in over 50 years. We'll talk more about that coming up on the next Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burr. We'll see you then.